Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Casey Tyler Talk Radio Show. I'm truly blessed and too anointed to be disappointed. It is a blessed day to be alive this Saturday morning. And it is January the 23rd, 2010. I'm excited for each and every one of you that's listening to my voice. This morning, it is going to be a great day. I'm excited for today, and I'm excited for you being up this early in the morning on a Saturday. We're going to get started, and we're going to get some refreshing stuff going on here. So with that being said, I'm going to jump right into it, and we are going to talk about equipping the leader's responsibility, equipping the leader's responsibility. The verse that we're going to use this morning is coming from Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. It says, and he himself gave some to the apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4:11-13. Okay, here goes the story. Equipping is a tough job, much harder than shepherding. The leader is to equip others for ministry. Paul explains the goal for the shepherd. If leaders wish to equip their people, they must give them certain gifts. I must care for them, meaning communication, affirmation, recognition, and example. I must work on their weaknesses, but work on their strengths. I must give them myself, my time, my energy, and my focus. I must give them ownership of the ministry. I must become a resource person, atmosphere, training, support, and tools. I must make expectations clear. I must eliminate unnecessary burdens. I must catch them doing something good, then reward them for it. You have just heard in your hearing John C. Maxwell, Leadership Promises for Every Day. Well, what do I have to say about that? I think that is profound, and I think that is also amazing. And because of my life experience of being in the military for 7 years, I understand the principle of morale and leadership and how order is supposed to take place under authority. And then after that, you know, being in a, you know, management position and supervisor position, understanding how important it is to make sure that your people are equipped on a daily basis. Especially when I was a security officer, it was very important when I changed my shift as being the supervisor for that shift that I explained to the officer that was coming on that what happened on a shift. And that is the same thing where when it comes to dealing with you know, life as a whole. It is important that you explain and communicate with people that you care about so they can know where you stand. That is so important when you're dealing with relationships. If I can share anything that's important, or one thing that's important in establishing or equipping another person for a specific task, the key thing that we must understand and get clear about is trust. Trust is kind of like the glue and the cement that establishes a relationship to the full capacity and potential that it can get to, because that is the key element that's needed. No one will share information. No one will give you the time or the time of day to listen to you if they don't trust you. So that is one of the key elements to dealing with people that we have to establish up front. That one thing of trust cannot be established on the back end. That is something that is like right in your face, right up front. This is what it is, and this is how it's going to be, because that is so important if you want to live a fruitful life and have a solid relationship with others. That is truly important. So one of the key things to equipping other people is to most people, and this is the honest truth, and this is going back to me doing health and life insurance for the last 5 years and being a million-dollar producer. Most people don't care how much you know until they know that you care. And I didn't understand that at first, but now, after my experience in dealing with people, that is truly the honest truth. Most people that I talk to, when I called them or went to their home, that was their opportunity to check me out. And they wanted to know, was my care and concern for them, or was my care and concern for me to come in and get a check? So that is the key thing when you're dealing with people. They want to know, what's your motive? What are you up to? And my philosophy is, I'm here to treat people the way I want to be treated. And that is special, that is kind, that is gentle, that is loving. And find out what's their need, what is their want. When you can feel another person's want, that's how you become successful in life. When you can fulfill another person's want, that's how you become successful in life. Most people don't make a decision because you showed up. Most people make a decision because you got what they want. So if you look at it from that principle of you providing something or you giving something that's going to be edifying to the other person, that is the key to success. That's true leadership at its best. When you can become a leader and establish goals, principles, put tools, and communicate with your people to fulfill what is it that they want, those are the people that's going to follow. But the key thing, most people don't know what they want, so those people are the ones that stand still. So if you are one of those people that are looking for direction and looking for somebody to follow, the first thing you need to know is, what do you want first? Another person, especially a leader, cannot fulfill in helping your dream come true if you don't know what it is that you want. That's why I emphasize, write it down, make it plain. First think about it. Take some time to sit and think, okay, if time was an issue, if money was an issue, what would I want? Once you figure that out in your mind, then you put it to the paper, and then you make it come alive. And then you know what you do after that? You find a person in the people that can get you to that point of your gratification of that dream. And that's what I'm here to connect the dots. I'm a business consultant to help men and women live out their dreams. But first, you have to come to the table with what is it that you want. Then that's the guiding information that I need that I can show you where to connect the dots at. And that's why I said, if you don't have a map, if you do not have a map to know where you're going, you know where you're going to go? Nowhere. Or you're going to go back round and round and round. You're going to go back in circles. Because the map is what you have to develop in your mind. It's the mindset. Mind, think first, Attitude, what type of attitude, Your purpose, what is your purpose? That is the key to success. That's how you learn from the best. You develop an understanding of what you want, and then you find that resource. Like I said, most people that are successful put it in a book. They put the information in the book for you to get it. So, like I said, leaders are readers. So if you're not reading, then that means you're not wanting to be a leader, which is cool. But I'm telling you, man, I read two books in the past 2 days. I read one book in one day, and I read another book in the next day. So I'm on it. I'm in my rightful place of getting it. And this is what I want to share with you from The Art of Influence, the book that I read yesterday. Most people are either one or two. They're either a hunter or a fisher, and that's you're either one of those. People will pick whatever one they like to do or whatever one they would feel they would like to do, meaning if you like to hunt, then you're going to pick a hunter. If you wouldn't mind hunting, you're going to pick hunting. But if you like fishing, you're going to pick fishing. The key thing that we have to understand as a people, especially as business people and especially as leaders, we all are equipped to become a leader in our own mind, in our rightful place, we are equipped. But you have to choose to become one. That is the key thing. You have to choose to become one. Just like you had to choose to be on this call today. That's a choice that you had to make. But you made your decision when you woke up and you opened your eyes and said, you know what, I'm going to get on that KT Tyler Talk radio show at 7 o'clock. I'm going to do that. That's what you made a decision. You made a choice to do. Okay? So now I want to give you the principle of what I learned from $1 billion. The guy that the story behind the Art of Influence is behind a billionaire's thinking and how he became successful. And One thing that I found was so profound that I'm going to create a speech for is, are you a hunter or are you a fisher? Well, I'm going to give everybody the answer on a call today. It's a fisher, okay? It's a fisher. You want to be a fisher of a fisherwoman, a fisherman. You want to basically be a fisher. You want to basically fish for what is it that you want. And what does that mean? If you've never been fishing, I'm going to paint a picture for you so you can literally see. When a person prepares to go fishing, you first have to know what type of bait you need. That's one of the key things that you need, okay? Well, first thing I'll say, you need a license, okay? I say you need a license. Some places you do need a license to fish. So if you do need that, let's say you do need a license. So you get your license, then you need some bait, okay? Now, how do you determine the bait that you need? Well, first you have to figure out what it is that you want. See, there it goes. You can never in life, no matter where you are, whether you're at a low state or at a high state, you can never avoid what is it that you want for yourself. That is something, I mean, you can avoid it, and then you can be in a low state. You see what I'm saying? But to be successful, you cannot avoid that question. What is it that you want? So, the bait determines what is it that you want. Meaning, okay, I want to catch rainbow trout. Okay, there's a certain type of bait that you will need to catch rainbow trout. So when you're in the bait shop, that is one of the questions I'm going to ask. Hey, I want to catch rainbow trout. What type of bait should I use? Should I use a worm? Should I use this? Should I use that? Okay, a worm is the best. And okay, fine. A night crawler, whatever, you know. Okay, that's the best type of one. So you get it. So you got your bait. You got your bait to catch a fish. Okay, so you're good to go on that part. Now you're going to need a rod. You're going to need a fishing rod. You're going to need something. Hey, you're going to need something that's capable of catching these fish. So that means that whatever it is that you want, okay, what type of vehicle do you need to get to get what you want? So whether it's another house, whether it's a new car. So with that being said, okay, you want another house. So you want to determine what is it that you're going to need to get that house. And the rod is you're going to need a realtor. You're going to need a realtor. That's going to be the ride. And the bait is you're going to need some funds. You're going to need some cash. You're going to need some cash to get that house. Okay? So, and because that's one of the questions they're going to ask. They're going to ask you, do you have the cash? And that's the bait. Then the realtor is the ride, because they're going to have to go out and get it for you. So the ride is the vehicle that you use to go and get what you need. Then, now you gotta find the place to be to go fishing. You gotta find your pond, your river, your ocean. You gotta find it. Where do rainbow trout swim? Is it Patapsco? Is it Potomac? Is it the creek down the street from your where you live? I mean, where is it? So now we find, okay, it's Patapsco. Okay, so now we go to Patapsco Park and you know, park a car. We got our bait. We got our rod. We good to go. Same thing when it comes to the realtor. That's the first, where do you want to, what zip code? What zip code do you want to live in? Okay, 212-44, 21245, whatever it is, 21240, whatever zip code it is, they're going to ask you. That's the location that they're going to go fishing for you. Do you see how this thing is working, that if you become a fisher, what you're doing, you're setting yourself up to win. You're setting yourself up to be in a situation to be blessed. So now you get to your location to fish. This is the key thing about life and dealing with yourself, and dealing with people. If you can develop this one principle of when you get to that spot, now this is where it all works. The key thing, when you get to that location of that let's say that's the Patapsco River, the key thing is once you load up your bait, you got your bait on your hook, you cast it out, now it's all about patience. Patience. Patience, patience. That is the key to having this thing work magic for you. When I say magic, you got to have the patience. It's just like you got your money, you got your realtor, she got the zip codes, maybe it's one or two, but now you have to be patient. You can't want something to happen overnight and it's truly not what you want. You be patient and let her do her due diligence. Then she reports back to you. Just like when you cast that out there, you cast that hook out there, boom, you cast it out there, you just boom, and you sitting and waiting, you know, waiting. Because eventually, you know what, you have to wait till that fish or those fishes get hungry and come to you. That is it. When you're in position for the people to come to you, because you know what, you got what they want. That's the same thing you do. When you want something, what do? You want a flat screen TV. You're either going to go to Best Buy, you're going to go to Best Buy, Walmart. That's you're going to go to one of those stores because you know what? That they got what you want. So the store is understands the principle. Hey, I put this here, and we just wait for people to come. Same thing. But you have to create a high value for what it, to make it more to make it appetizing for the people to come. Like I said, we couldn't just use any type of bait because everybody, if we want a certain type of fish, they're not just going to eat anything. They may nibble at it, but we don't want the nibble. We want the overflow. So that's why it's so important for you to determine what is it that you want, so that the people can come in droves. It could be a flood. That's the key to what I'm saying. You know what you want. You get the tools that's needed for what you want, and then you be patient. You be patient enough to let it come to fruition. That's the mindset of a fisherman, a fisherwoman. Because when you hunt, now check out the principle of when you hunt. You actually going to find people. And you force it like a car salesman. They'll call you over and over and over. They don't give you time to think. I'm not saying that they're doing anything bad, but they really trying to help you, but they pressing you. And think about it, that's kind of uncomfortable. But if you fish, what do you? You wait for them to come. There's a whole different type of philosophy. But some people, no matter what, even in relationships, say a man is trying to pursue you, and he's hunting you down. Hey, girl, how you doing? I've been thinking about you. And you tell him, I'll call you back, and then he's calling you over and over. That's a hunter's mindset. But if I'm a fisherman and you say I want to call you back, what I'm going to do? I'm going to wait because you said I'm listening and I'm going to wait because you're going to come to me. That's what I want. Same thing with a female. If I tell a female, hey, I like you, but you know, right now I just need some time and I'll call you back when I'm ready to deal. And now if she calls me, I can determine her spirit by, hey, she's trying to hunt me down. She's trying to win me. No, that's not what I want. What I want is somebody to have patience and let me engage her. You see, that's how, and now I understand Because at some point in my life, I was a hunter. And most of us probably are hunters now. But until you have it broken down to the principle like I just explained it, maybe to give you some openness to think a different way, which is, I think, is really the best way. And if I'm telling you information that came from a billionaire, this guy is a 40 billion dollar man, you know, $40 billion man, business behind business behind business. I mean, in this book it explains his whole life and, you know, owns a baseball team. I mean, so evidently he know how to do some things right. And one thing he knows is business, you know, and I can say business principles. And the key thing about business is most people think it is about understanding the business, the practical side of business. No, that is cool, but you have to understand the art of business. The art of business is having the character and the skills to make it work. What I just explained to you is a skill that you need to learn depending on what you're trying to do and accomplish in your life. Because it doesn't have to just be business. It's a lifestyle of being a fisherman or a fisherwoman. When you can have that, you draw onto you that particular thing that you want, whether it's a relationship or whether it's a business. Be a fisherman or a woman. That is the key. Understand what is it that you want. Find the resources and the tools that you need, and then be patient for it to come to you. That's it. That is the key. So right there, I just gave you that's $1 million nugget right there. That right there, what I just explained to you, can take you and your life to the next level for real. And that's what it's all about. So and that's what I'm working on this next couple weeks, that. I'm setting myself up for people to come to me because of the business that I do. So you have to determine how do you do that. And if you need consultant, ktyler1@gmail.com. So that's KT, King Tom, Tyler, TYLER, @gmail.com. Write down your question, your concern, and you need some advice, I will break it down to the best of my ability that I can. And if not, I will reach out to someone that I can get the information to help you with. And this is free of charge for you listening. So that's it. That's the nuts and the bolts of what I have to give to you. And, I mean, I'm excited just off of that. So if that hasn't helped you to understand how do you equip yourself to become one of the best leaders in your life, then maybe you need to do some some soul searching and find out what is it that you truly want, what is it that is on the inside of you that's gonna spark an interest in your life. So that is a key thing that I can really give you as far as inspiration to helping you get to the next level period. That is a key thing. So with that being said, I'm gonna close out with a prayer. And then we're going to have a wonderful and awesome Saturday. I'm excited for you already for what great things that you're hearing. And faith comes by hearing. And you're hearing some great things that's going to advance you to the next level in your life. And the key thing is understanding what is it that you want, what is it that you want for others, and what is it that you want for the relationships that you have in your life thus far. Because and that's the key thing to living this life, is to build upon relationships and know how to establish new ones. That is the key thing. Because the person that has your dream or destiny is in their hand. Because God uses people to magnify Him to get you to the level of where He wants you to be at in life. So the key thing is equip yourself to understand how to work, deal with people in love, and that person or persons is going to have the key that you've been looking for to get to the success door that you've been wanting to walk through. So that, with that being said, I want us to get into the presence and understand that God is an all-time God. So He look out for every one of us. So whether you are a believer or not, He's still who He is. And He's going to be who He's going to be. And He said He is who He is. He said, I am who I am and I be who I be. come on now. If you know a person talking like that, they got something going on with them. I mean, that's what he said. He said, "I am who I am, and I be who I be." Man, come on. That is some confidence. What I call a statue. Like, you standing tall and you confident in who you confident in yourself. And he has without a question to be confident in himself, because Jesus Christ knows who he is. Jesus Christ knows who his Father is. So it is what it is. So with that being said, let's get into the presence of the Lord, Lord. And we come to you this day, Lord, saying thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day that you have made. Thank you for all the things you have done in our lives. We thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our way. Someone didn't wake up this morning. Someone didn't wake up with the right mind. Someone didn't wake up with moving motion in their body. But we thank you this morning that we have moving motion in our body. We have a sound mind to think, a sound mind to hear the words that are coming out of my mouth. So we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We ask right now that you will bless us indeed, that you will enlarge our territory, that your hand will be upon us, that you'll keep us from evil, that we may not cause hurt, pain, or harm to no one, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you'll help us to lean not onto our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you, and you said you will direct our path. We ask right now for forgiveness for our sins, any and everything that we have done that was outside your will, anything that we have done that was ungodly or not like you. We ask for true forgiveness with our whole heart in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just ask right now that you will prepare us for the next level in success, the next level in life in the name of Jesus. You said you'll provide us with all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You said we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So we just thank you for the commandments and the true promises that you gave to us, that without a shadow of a doubt, we believe, because you said your word should not return to you void. You're not a man that you should lie. So we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, because you are the same today, you're the same yesterday, and you're the same that it's going to be tomorrow. You're not going to change like man will. So we just thank you for the opportunity for us to follow you. We ask right now that you'll pour into us your Holy Spirit to give us the help we need to get to the next level, the guidance that we need, the inner voice that we need to help us to live life to the truest and the fulfillment of being more like you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now. We just ask that you would send blessings our way. Pour out all the blessings, Lord. We just ask for money to flow to us right now easily and effortlessly. We ask that our bills be paid easily and effortlessly. We ask that money is on our way to us, Lord. You're sending the persons with the money in their hand to give to us in the name of Jesus. You're having money come from unknown places, Lord. You're having money show up in our mailboxes. You're just having money just flow into our lives to be edifying, so we can edify the kingdom of God, and we can be edifying to a person that's in need right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask right now for your hands to be upon the country of Haiti, Lord. We ask that you will bless them people, Lord. Restore their mind, Lord. Restore their spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just ask right now that you restore their country to a level that has never seen before. We ask that food, clothing, and all resources be sold into that country right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that they have an overflow of abundance of resources that they need to be established to get themselves back on their feet, Lord. We just thank you right now, as this will be a true blessing for us to see, to look at in the near future, to see what you have done with your hands, Lord. So we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for our President Barack Obama, Lord. We ask that you give him strength, protection, Lord. Give him a sound mind to make the right decision for your people on this planet we call Earth. We just thank you right now, Lord. We ask that you protect him and his family, Lord. Wherever they may be, wherever they may be going, we ask that they receive protection, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you protect our families, our friends, our business partners, our business associates, our acquaintances, and people that we haven't met yet. We ask that you protect them indeed, that you touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Lord. We ask that anyone that does not have seen the light and that is walking in darkness, that as we walk around the highways and walk around the road, the walkways of life, that they will see a shining light in us, Lord, and they will want to flow to us, Lord, and they will ask us, what is the light that is upon you, and where can I get the same type of light? So we just ask that we will walk in the in the presence of these people that are walking in darkness, and they will ask that question in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we just ask that your light shines through, Lord, as we walk around this earth and we do your work, Lord. We do your will in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we'll walk around with the anointing on ourselves. And we'll walk around with the anointing that flows, Lord, that will just be manifestation of what you have done in our lives, Lord, by the glow that we have, by the way we talk, Lord, by the way we dress, Lord. So we just thank you for this right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. No weapons formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We praise your name. If we had a million tongues, we wouldn't have enough tongues to praise you right now. We ask that you remove any negativity out of our lives, out of our mindset. We ask that you remove any disease, any infections that's in our body, that's trying to uproot in our body. We ask that you remove them right now. We ask that you just put us in a place of thinking that we'll think kingdom thinking, we'll think abundant thinking, and we'll think prosperity thinking. Right now, we just ask that you just pour that into our minds and pour that into our spirits right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for you giving your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, dying on a cross for our lives. So we just thank you, and we give you all the honor and all the glory, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Well, we have come to another conclusion of the KT Tyler Talk Radio Show. 7 a.m. every morning, and this is how it's going to be. We're going to do a little switch up for the rest of the week and the rest of the year. It's going to be Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m., the Talk Radio Show. And then on Sunday, 7 p.m., it's going to be Inspirational Power Hour Sunday. Inspirational Power Hour Sunday. What's going to happen is on Sunday, 7 p.m., I'm bringing on live guests that's going to pour into us and give us the fruitfulness of how to live life to the next level. So I'm bringing on key people that are in business, key people that are just doing great things and that can pour and give us information to help us get to the next destination financially and just as a person. So I know in the next 3 weeks I'm going to have Ray Lewis on the show. We're just trying to get his schedule put together, get him on the show. And I'm going to have a multi-million-dollar producer, Steve Carter. So I'm going to have a lineup of people that's doing business, being successful in business, and they're just going to pour out information on how to become successful, how to have the right mindset, what is the right business practices you can use. I mean, we like I said, this is the year for us to take dominion. So if we're going to take dominion, we got to talk to the people that's doing it. And right now, that's what it's all about. Like I said, I'm here to help men and women live out their dreams. So I'm bringing the key people. So if you have a distinguished guest that you would like to see on the show, shoot me an email, and I will do my best to get this person on the show live so we can, you know, ask questions. Because this is going to be an interactive show, but ask questions and all that good stuff. And we're also going to have Global Expansion Leader Michael Fenwick on the show. That's going to share some key principles about direct sales and how to be into the telecommunication industry. So I'm bringing it. I'm bringing all the heat. I'm going into my Rolodex, and I'm going to be just bringing on some key people. I'm bringing on Chi Brown. He's one of the he's a business coach and helps people overcome that has problems with sales, have problem with attracting, you know, different prospects. I mean, basically, he's basically a sales business. I mean, a business coach guru, and that's what he does. So I'm gonna have him on the show. I mean, I'm bringing it. I'm bringing, you know, success. I'm gonna bring on a Mary Kay lady that's gonna share. Basically, we're not gonna be promoting a business, but we're gonna be promoting business on how they got to the certain level in their business. You know, what type of mindset they have, what type of business practices they do. How did they set up their schedule? If they had a 9-to-5, I mean, if they had kids, I mean, that's the kind of information that I'm going to be feeding. We're not going to be promoting our business, but if you know, you're going to know the business that they're in, and if you want to find, you know, get into that, that's fine. But I'm going to be promoting information, knowledge, education on how to get to the next level in life. That's what it's going to be all about. So I'm going to bring on my cousin Kevin Tyler. He's been in the industry since 1993. Been in different type of different direct sale industries, so I'm going to be banging on him. And so I'm bringing on some key people, and I'm going to give my people the information that you need. So, like I said, every Sunday at 7 p.m., starting next Sunday. So this week, this Sunday, it'll be a 7 a.m. call, but next Sunday, it's going to be 7 p.m. It won't be a 7 a.m. call. It's going to be 7 p.m. So Monday through Saturday, it'll be 7 a.m. on this line, and then on Sunday, it's going to be 7 p.m. on this line. And there we have it. So this has been your morning KT Tyler talk radio show, morning core, inspirational at its best, helping men and women live out their dreams. So with that being said, I want each and every one of you to have a marvelous, marvelous Saturday morning, afternoon, and evening. And like I always say, conquer everything that you want to conquer on today. Get it done. Get it in. Write it down. Make a plan. And make sure you do everything that you want to get done today. Do it. You deserve it. You're the best. Don't settle for less. And with that being said, I'm going to say have a great day. God bless. Much success. And I'll see you on tomorrow. Take care.